Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. I thank the Lord for our time together. I thank you for joining me today. And with the Lord's help, we will conclude the thoughts on afflictions in the life of a Christian regarding our responsibilities and duties to others. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and 5, there's several references there that we are to support those who are going through difficult times. We are to minister to those, you know, to the persecuted, to the poor, to the sick. In fact, let me just share that scripture. 1 Thessalonians 5:14. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient to all men. And so we were sharing the various kinds of needs Scripture talks about where we have the opportunity and privilege to minister to others. And as I brought yesterday's broadcast to close, I remember I made the comment, I said, oh, I'm sharing a lot of Scripture, but there's a cleansing, healing effect just in hearing the Scripture. If we did nothing but just share literal Scripture. And that made me think of something that I had put together. I don't know where I got it from, but it's been years since I've read it, but I think I'll wait to the end of the broadcast to share it with you. But let's finish up what our duties, our responsibilities are to the Word of God, to those who are suffering affliction, and we're to remember them. Hebrews 13 and 3, I shared that yesterday. Remember them that are in bonds as bound with them, and them which suffer adversity as being yourselves also in the body. We are, and as I shared, in case you might have missed the broadcast, not only in a spiritual way in terms of praying, but practical ways God can give us wonderful thoughts, creative thoughts on how we can reach out to others and bless and encourage others. We should desire to comfort them, to pity them. And that's I'm using that word pity in the scriptural meaning of it, which means sympathetic sorrow for one suffering or distressed or unhappy. So that has sort of has a negative connotation if we pity someone. But in the scriptural sense, in fact, Job says, to him that is afflicted, pity should be showed from his friend. And we, of course, are to pray for them and to protect them, not only in terms of our prayers, but Psalm 82 and 3 says, defend the poor and fatherless, do justice to the afflicted and the needy. And then to go on, we are to relieve them. How do we do that? Well, Isaiah 58 and 10 says, and if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity and thy darkness be as the noonday. Interesting, that particular chapter deals with fasting, the fast that God has appointed. And of course, fasting has to do with abstinence from food or drink or whatever form of fasting one would choose to do before the Lord. But he's saying the fast I have chosen, he's interested in reaching out to those who are hungry, those who are afflicted. If you will do that, hungry spiritually as well as physically, the poor, your light will rise in obscurity and your darkness will be as the noonday. Philippians 4 and 14 says, notwithstanding, ye have well done that ye did communicate with my affliction, Paul is saying. In other words, he was suffering lack. He was in need of literal help. And so they communicated not only in terms of their love and communications verbally, if you will, through letters, but also in practical ways. The Amplified Translation translates Philippians 4:14 this way, "But it was right and commendable and noble of you to contribute for my needs and to share my difficulties with me." And then we're to sympathize with them. That's, again, clear. Romans 12:15, "Rejoice with them that do rejoice and weep with them that weep." To sympathize means to share in the suffering or grief, to commiserate. And of course, this is not carnal, but rather in the spirit. Galatians 6:2 says, "Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." Amplified translation translates that verse, "Observe perfectly the law of Christ, the Messiah, and complete what is lacking in your obedience to it." Well, how do we do that? By bearing one another's burdens, spiritually as well as physically and circumstantially. And then lastly, the point I'll share with you is to visit them. James 1:27 declares, "Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this." He identifies it. "To visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world." So not only to walk in a spiritual fashion, but also to remember the practical ways that we can extend our comfort, our strength, our testimony, our material things to bless others. This is good and pleasing in the sight of the Lord. All right, well, hopefully I'll have enough time to share. This has been years since I've shared it. But it's called The Old Wicker Basket, and it addresses the subject of, you know, understanding the Word of God. Is there value in spending time in the Word of God? Well, let me share this little story with you, The Old Wicker Basket. The story is told of an old man who lived on a farm in the mountains of eastern Kentucky with his young grandson. Each morning, Grandpa was up early, sitting at the kitchen table, reading from his old worn-out Bible. His young grandson, who wanted to be just like him, tried to imitate him in any way he could. One day, the grandson asked, "Papa, I try to read the Bible just like you, but I don't understand it, and what I do understand, I forget as soon as I close the book. What good does reading the Bible do?" The grandfather quietly turned from putting coal in the stove and said, "Take this old wicker coal basket down to the river and bring back a basket of water." The boy did as he was told, even though all the water leaked out before he could get back to the house. The grandfather laughed and said, "You have to move a little faster next time," and sent him back to the river to try again. This time, the boy ran faster, but again, the old wicker basket was empty before he returned home. Out of breath, he told his grandfather that it was impossible to carry water in a basket, and he went to get a bucket instead. That sounds like common sense, doesn't it? Okay, back to the story. The old man said, "I don't want a bucket of water. I want a basket of water. You can do this. You're just not trying hard enough." And he went out the door to watch the boy try again. At this point, the boy knew it was impossible, but he wanted to show Grandfather that even if he ran as fast as he could, the water would leak out before he got far at all. The boy scooped up the water and ran hard, but when he reached his grandfather, the basket was empty again. Out of breath, he said, "See, Papa, it's useless." Then the boy looked at the basket, and for the first time, he realized that the basket looked different. Instead of a dirty old wicker coal basket, it was clean. Grandfather said, "Son, that's what happens when you read the Bible. You may not understand or remember everything, but when you read it, It will change you from the inside out. So, beloved, what's the moral of the story, the wicker basket story? Take time to read a portion of God's Word each day. It will affect you for good, even if you don't retain a word. God is not as concerned about your brain as He is your heart. Praise God. Well, if you would like a copy of that, please feel free to write and request it. Oh my goodness, I see this was old. I actually have my old Tracy address on that. Praise God. So it's the old wicker basket if you'd like a copy for yourself. And as I bring this broadcast to a close, let us just join our hearts in prayer. Father, as we come to the end of this broadcast week, as we end our time together today, Father, I'm asking in the name of Jesus that all that we have shared, Lord, there's been so much scripture that I've shared, but Father, enlarge our understanding. Lord, I think you spoke prophetically yesterday that there was going to be increased revelation and understanding in the realm of the Spirit. And so, Father, I ask that you would do that in terms of our understanding of the afflictions that we go through, that others go through, that you will enable us to retain and understand Scripture. Lord, that we will be able to minister to others, that you will bring Scripture. It doesn't have to be verbatim, Lord, but bring it back to our memories so that we can be used by you, of you, to minister to others. Lord, that's our heart's cry, that we can be as Jesus, bringing comfort to others, because Lord, just as you have comforted us at times when we've been at our wit's end, you will use us, Lord, to be able to minister that same hope and healing to others. Father, in Jesus' name, we ask this for your glory and your glory alone. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, beloved, it has been a joy to minister to you this week. And as we come together again next week, we're at on the station every day at the same time. And of course, always available on the UCM website. We are going to cover yet some more areas on afflictions in the life of the Christian. I love you. I thank you for your prayers, your financial help, and until next week, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.